Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. You've no doubt heard the warnings. Use sunscreen and stay out of the sun to protect yourself from skin cancer. Well, here's some new information about the type of skin cancer called squamous cell carcinoma. Researchers from the Hospital Del Mar Medical Research Institute found a new function of a certain protein that's key to the development of squamous cell carcinoma. The study gives scientists a new tool for the diagnosis of the disease and in the future may lead to new ways to treat this type of skin cancer. Now, every year, over 250,000 new cases of squamous cell carcinoma are diagnosed. It develops in the upper layers of the skin and can be in any part of the body, but it's most common in areas exposed to the sun. Until now, there were no good ways to predict metastasis or the potential for spread in this type of tumor. The aim of the research is to identify therapeutic targets that could be used in the future to fight against skin cancer. The study is in the journal Cancer Cell. And in other news, a new minimally invasive laser-based tool for epilepsy surgery offers a quicker recuperation time for patients. For more than 50 years, the standard effective treatment for medication-resistant epileptic seizures has been open brain surgery. The goal is to remove the small areas of scar tissue where the errant nerve signals begin that can trigger epileptic episodes. The operation, known as a temporal lobectomy, is effective in up to 80% of patients when the seizures are localized. However, the recovery period can be lengthy, involving several days in the hospital and 1 to 3 months of recuperation. Mayo Clinic neurosurgeon Dr. Richard Marsh says a new pinhole laser approach has made dramatic differences for patients. It's less invasive and hospital stays are shorter.
So most patients that in our experience so far have just been in the hospital overnight and have been able to leave the hospital and get basically back to full activity within a matter of days after surgery.
Now, how many times have you found yourself drifting off, daydreaming when you're supposed to be focusing at work, school, or behind the wheel? Well, scientists have created a virtual model of the brain that daydreams like humans do. They hope the model will help them understand why certain parts of the brain work together when a person daydreams or is mentally idle. This, in turn, may one day help doctors better diagnose and treat brain injuries. They say the brain model allows them to test how the structural connections relate to brain function at rest and during tasks, and how brain damage affects brain dynamics and thinking. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.